time. And look at what is going on. Like, that is what we call a responsible government of John Mahama. Another reason why I admire the man very immensely. That's the truth.
NBC is better.
Again, the judgment is also for the people. And I'm just saying that I go to the barber shop. I enter the taxes. I go to the pubs. And I hear what the people say. Not by those who work for the government. No. That is where you gauge the true mood of the people.
In market, in church.
In the market, in churches.
In churches.
At the barber shops, at the saloons. People here, you walk along the street. Because that is every economic decision is impacting their wallet.
Yeah.
They go to the market every day. Not the big men that use the sarin. Those are not the people you use to gauge. And I tell you what I hear. Every single day they say they are going to give him an extension of time. And it makes me feel good. And isn't it better than spending money to want to bribe your way? When all you could have done was to do well by the people, and the people gave you, and how do they do it?
They put.
Simple. If they decide to say collectively, this is what we want. It's been done in many countries. Called they can do that through a referendum. And again, knowing the gentility of this president, I don't know if you accept, but if the people impose it upon him, he has the responsibility to accept. Otherwise, the people will go and protest against him. Because that doesn't mean that he wants to hand it over. But I also quick to say, during this period also, or should the people to referendum give him an extension of time, he also start now to begin to groom. I'm a strong advocate of grooming somebody to take over from you. Because nobody has the monopoly of knowledge. And whatever happens in his case, so long as it is the will of the people, it will get my support. What I don't like is when leaders impose themselves on the people. The people must be the one that will make that decision as a reward for what you are doing well.
But then Mahama, the perception is that Mahama was trained by the late president Mills.
Well, Adam Mills was a scholar.
His gentility.
I know of Adam Mills very, very well as a scholar myself. If only to come in contact with him was to experience the responsibility and gentility at his purest form. I repeat, to come in contact with the late President Adam Mills was to experience gentility and responsibility at his purest form. He was a good man. And I see a lot of that quality in President Mahama.
Yes.
And that's what we call mentorship. If you are mentored well, you will see yourself consciously, unconsciously emulating that person.
But don't you think Haruna can do this?
Again, there are many people that can. I'm not going to throw names. Not until you get to that table.
Okay.
And start making decisions. I don't engage in speculations.
Okay.
My conclusions are derived from empirical evidences of actions or inactions. I'm not a mind reader the last time I checked. And what I try to do is to when somebody gets into office, I look at each of his actions or inactions, and I use it to read conclusions. I am a data-driven person. I'm a scholar. I don't engage in speculations.
So when the people take over, you see how they are doing their
thing. So what he needs to do is to groom now, begin to identify a few persons and begin to groom them. And through the primary, when the time comes, his party will make the judgment as to the person they think can best represent his vision, that can best stand in the competition with the other party, and then throw it to the people to decide. And if President Mahama has done well, he needs to say, this is the man in whom I am well pleased. Trust me, because I'm giving you this pleasure. So the success of whoever will pick, to a large extent, will depend on the perception people have about him. And that's why it is important that a leader does well. So whoever you bring forth, people will just transfer that trust onto that person in lieu of what he does. Am I making sense?
Yes.
I mean, this is how this business works. The people do not know him. That's what we call, you know, recommendation. They ask to bring us a letter of recommendation from their last place of work. So who you work for? So all these people names you are throwing up, they work for him. So he will now give a letter of recommendation to his party. In a democratic process, the party believes him, they'll pick the person. The person stands in a general election. He comes and says, my people of Ghana, if you trusted me, if I did well by you, this is the man that have worked by me, watched me act, seen how I've done things, and I give him to you people. And that recommendation will cause the people of Ghana to give that person that trust.